The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK. Stevie Guitar Miller and the Joker, the John DeBella Show. We are at 53 degrees, going to 72, sunny and warm today. There's a keyword out there, and you still have time to pick up on that $1,000. That keyword is cute, so make sure you get it into, through MGK's mobile app at WMGK.com, or just text it to our short code 45911. This weekend at the Ardmore Music Hall, you can't go because all the shows are sold out, but the Hooters are going to be playing there. All right. But they are also doing a tour this summer with Rick Springfield. Rick Springfield's I Want My 80s tour. And it's you guys, Tommy Two Tone. Some dates have the Tubes on it.
Yeah, Prairie.
Right? Yeah. Right.
Paul Young.
Paul Young. And was John Waite part of it?
I heard he's doing a show.
No, it was.
No, I heard he's on a show.
Oh, cool.
One show.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be in Atlantic City. But Eric and Davey are here. Good morning to you.
Good morning, John. How are you?
They've got a new CD out called Rockin' and Swingin'. Rockin' and Swing.
Yeah.
Right. And I heard it Saturday night with a bunch of other people. It is terrific. Right? But before we get into it, I've got to ask a couple of questions because I'm going to start here. All right. I'm going to actually ask you about Baby Grand.
Cool. Right?
Here's the reason why.
Love Baby Grand.
So I was looking for a Baby Grand song this morning, and I said, all right, you know, I'll go to YouTube. You know.
Murata.
All right. And is this the right speed for this song?
It's perfect.
Listen to the vocals.
It's a slower version.
Actually, no. Yeah. No, it's sped up a half step.
It is. Because when the vocals came in, I don't know, something sounds wrong about this.
Wow.
Maybe a little higher, right?
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, I got that.
Because that was my introduction to you on Long Island. Baby Grand was the band that I knew. And when I got down here, when I first got down here, I was in shock at the amount of local music that MMR was playing.
Yeah.
It was like, because on Long Island, all the local bands were cover bands. There were no original bands.
Good rats.
Right? You know? So I come down here, and you guys, All You Zombies is being played by MMR, yep. And it was the Chestnut Cabaret recording of it.
Yeah, Emerald City.
Emerald City even recording of it, even beforehand, all right? So I didn't realize, at that point, you guys were already working away as to being a rock band, but I never knew, at least at that time, that the Hooters were basically started out as a ska reggae band.
That was our thing. Yeah.
Everything we played, we did a version of For Your Love by the Yardbirds, and that was a ska version of that song. Uh-huh. So we'd do a cover song. It was always in the way we would play our ska. Our brand of it.
Now, this new album, Rocking and Swing, right, is basically, that's what it is. It's ska and reggae tunes.
Exactly.
This is my CD of summer.
Oh,
I've got to tell you,
this
CD is so much fun. The music is right there.
Fun is the word.
This is like, you know, just lay by the pool, be on the beach, and just listen to this. This is all you need. Right? And it's legal.
Yes.
Right?
In some states.
Right. What made you decide to go back here?
Well, it's something we've talked about for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And we've tried playing some of the old ska stuff, and it didn't really gel. You know, the band's changed over the years. You know, we've evolved. Some might say devolved, but and then Rob and I wrote this song called "Why Won't You Call Me Back," and it was a ska.
Uh-huh.
And that was like our first little glimpse into the past and the future.
Mm. Right,
really, the future through the past, to paraphrase the Moody Blues. But it felt amazing, and then we dug into the archives, and there were songs that we had written and played live in the 80s that we had done demos of on a 4-track cassette player.
Uh-huh.
So we thought, you know what? There are fans who will remember these songs and people who don't know them who are going to love them. So we actually took the tracks off of the four-track. We had to find a four-track Porter Studio that worked. Because mine, the pulleys, disintegrate from
you
after
wore
40
it out.
Years. But we transferred the stuff into Pro Tools, and we built the band around it, and it was awesome. And then there were a couple of mulligans, like in golf where you
met. Right.
So a couple of songs that we released in the later 80s. Yeah, we didn't really get right the first time. I think you're going to play one of them. And then we were trying a little too hard and getting a little too what we call rock sweepstakes.
Right.
So it's like, you know what, let's just be the ska hooters again.
Yeah.
And that's, first of all,
it's comfortable.
And that's Dave's superpower. Uh-huh. As a drummer, nobody can do that stuff like Dave.
The sound of this is terrific. Is there some sort of story behind Engine 999?
Well, that was a song that was on the One Way Home album.
Okay.
Which was sort of the beginning of the end of our career in the United States. but the album that got us to Germany, which to this day we are a very relevant album.
You're still playing in the background with Baby Grand. So, well, I want to get to that now.
Yeah.
This, ladies and gentlemen, from the new Hooters record, Rockin' and Swing, it's called Engine 999. And, well, prepare for what your summer's going to sound like. Any time now, machine.
It's a very quiet summer, guys.
She was a fire and I was the engine. One of a thousand built to last. She was a fire dancing with hunger. She knew I would foul till I ran out of gas. Lost in the summer and burned with desire. She lit up the night for miles away. Out of control.
And now with headphones on, I'm hearing stuff that I didn't hear before.
Yeah.
Right? What you do with the vocals at the very end, is it an echo? Or
it's
is
a
it
beautiful. Delayed.
Yeah.
I love it. Chromochrome, man. It has. When I hear that, I think of that.
Oh, yeah.
The harmony in the chorus is brilliant.
It is a great tune. Yeah. It's the Hooters and Engine 999. Yeah. Just one of the tracks from their new album, Rockin' and Swing. You know, I'm looking at this lineup for this Rick Springfield's I Want My 80s Back. Somebody texts in, isn't he already in his 80s?
Not quite.
That would be me.
But there is a rotating lineup, but you guys are always on the tour, aren't you?
Yeah, we're consistent. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm looking at the people on here, and there's Tommy Tutone, there's Paul Young, there's John Wade, there's the Tubes, right? And there's, you know, Rick Springfield.
Of course.
You and the Tubes are the only two bands that really have more than one song.
Right.
Right? That was popular.
That we know of.
That was popular and that radio played. Right. You know, so the YouTube bands are going to be, they're going to be leaning on you in a big way. Will you do any of this stuff in that tour?
We're going to try to squeeze something in there, definitely.
Maybe that one.
All right.
That one or the other one.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Well, Eric Bazillion and David Sickinen from the Hooters are our guests. We're going to take care of some business and come back with some more.
John DeBella.
There's probably 12 women in the world who look at me and say, yeah, that's worth a shot.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK. Eric Bazillion and Dave Sickinen from the Hooters are my guests this morning. They are going to be playing at the Ardmore Music Hall this weekend, but coming up this summer, they're part of the I Want My 80s tour with Rick Springfield. And we were talking about the Hooters and ska and reggae and it wasn't until right now that it dawned on us we were all in Jamaica together at one point in time.
I almost moved in
because we did a week of shows down there and you guys were our guests and you were our house band for the week. But every day there was one less member because everybody had something else they had to do and was slowly but surely leaving. And during the course of that week, I don't think we played any reggae music because there was a reggae band.
Yes, I stayed for 3 weeks.
Did you really?
I didn't leave.
Oh God, there are some behind-the-scenes stories there, folks.
Can't tell.
That someday I'll write the book. All right.
The Nude Beach.
All right. So let's get back to this. And one of the songs, when I was talking to Robbie the other night, Pete Rose was one of the songs that was playing, right? And the song that followed was coming up, and Rob turns to me and he says, this is really great. This is a cover of a Rolling Stones song. I said, oh, yeah, well, what song? Mm. And he says, Connection. Mm. And I'm like, oh, my God, that's from Between the Buttons, one of my favorite Rolling Stones albums and one of my favorite songs on that album. Yeah. What made you guys do this? Why did you go back to this song?
I got to give Rob credit for that.
Uh-huh.
This was something I think. During the pandemic year, he might have mentioned to me that he was thinking about that song a lot just because we were all disconnected.
Disconnected,
in some way. And, and you know, we had that in our back pockets. When we realized that we were, in fact, going to make a record, that we were diving in.
Right.
You know, he brought that up again. And I'm like, yeah. And we found that reggae arrangement for it, which is awesome.
Totally.
And, boom, the rest is history.
All right. Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to play a little bit so people understand where it's coming from.
Yeah.
Here's the Rolling Stones. Dave is in the studio doing his best Charlie Watts. But this song, your version of it, drastically different, equally as good. And I want to get to that. But I got to tell you guys, this record, folks, I cannot rave about this record enough. And I'm telling you, you will. If you're having a party this summer, if you're riding down the shore this summer, if you're sitting on the beach this summer, you want to have this CD loaded into your phone or whatever you listen to music on, because this album screams summer. It just really is great. I thank you guys for coming in this morning. All right, and I know you guys are in rehearsals. So I mean, thanks for breaking away for that. But from the new album by the Hooters, Rocking and Swing, this is connection. Oh, notice the difference?
Country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.